Hi, my name's Divine Blue, and today I want to talk about the burying of our feelings and our emotions, something that most of us are adept at doing. Today I was reading about a young girl who was 19, and she goes by the name of Stars. And Stars is what the medical professions would diagnose as borderline personality. And I was reading her blogs and her writings, and she really wrote from a place of pain and suffering. And as I started to get deeper into her writings, I saw how much she had self-harmed herself and was very intricately detailed in her expressions, which really gripped me in such a way. It gripped me in such a way to think about how somebody could look down on their body and cut it, slice it, and watch the blood drip from it. I tried to get my head around this. I really tried. And sometimes pain can be painless. And for somebody to feel so much pain that she becomes painless as she self-harms, it's a very, very, very serious stage of self-abuse. And the reason why Stars had got to this stage is because she was sexually abused. Now, the thing that I liked about Stars was she didn't bury her feelings as such. She was actually expressing how she felt via her blog. But many people go to their graves, you know, with their buried emotions and feelings and traumatic past. And today I really realize that in order for us to heal, in order for us to grow, we really need to start digging up. We really need to start accumulating some shovels and some spades, and we need to start getting dirty. We need to start getting really, really dirty, going down into the roots, into our core beings, and start digging up stuff. And yes, it's going to be painful, because the pain is there. But in order for us to move forward, in order for us to heal, in order for us to grow, in order for us to serve our divine purpose on this earth, we are going to have to dig up. We are going to have to go back into our past. Because you see, there's a difference in moving forward and moving on. Most of us, we actually move on. Not many of us are actually moving forward. Moving on is when the pain is so much, we bury it and we move on. But when we are truly healed, we can actually move forward, which means that when the topic of discussion about our past has been raised, there is no more association, there is no more neuroassociation to the past and to the pain, because we've uprooted it, we've accepted it. We feel good about it rather than feeling bad about it. And Stars really made me realize that pain can cause us to do many things, either to ourselves or to the ones that we love. So really this message today is to say, beloveds, whatever it is that you have buried deep within your soul, within your heart, within your mind, I really encourage you to start digging up. And if you need the support, I am here. Use the resources around you, your friends, your families, or just like Stars, write it out. But please, do not keep the past deeply buried. In order for you to move on, you're going to have to heal. You're going to have to heal. Please. It's time. It's time.